Helen Muir. We're from Coronation Road, Waroona. My husband and I have had a farm for over 20 years, but we've changed from a sea change down to a farm change, living permanently down there.
Nice. And so what do you farm there?
We used to have sheep and cattle. Now my husband's decided to just have cattle.
And what was the effect of you guys for that fire that went through?
It was very extensive. We were very fortunate that the main house was saved and the shearing shed, but we lost all our hay and the hay shed and a lot of our machinery. So, yes, we're starting from scratch, but we've drawn a line in the sand and we're being very positive and we're giving it another go.
And what have you got out of today's session with Darren?
I think it's been absolutely excellent. I've learned a lot of things. Basically, to be a bit more patient, that we start from scratch again, and learnt a lot about water and fencing and setting things up a little bit more effectively.
And do you think that that is, you know, in some ways the silver lining of an event like this, that you're kind of forced to sit and take stock, so you know, needed to make possibly a different decision of how you operate?
Yes, definitely. I think that it's given us an opportunity, as Darren said, to reboot. So you tend to look at things a little bit differently, possibly newer techniques, how boundaries are set up, the flexibility. Yes, and capitalising on a new knowledge. His presentation was excellent.
Hi, I'm Robin Ellingham from Riverdale Road in Cookinup. I've heard of Darren Doherty before and the Riverians platform, and I came along today to find out a bit more about learning to rebuild the farm after the fires, learning a bit more about landscape and topography and, probably a little bit of erosion control after the fires.
What did you find interesting?
Talking about different soil types and fencing to soil types and fencing in general, how we can change things after the fire. We don't have to rebuild as it was. We can change things. There's newer ways of fencing, lighter and less work, less cost, a lot more portable fencing these days.
So do you think that despite the fact that it's not an ideal situation to have a fire go through and, you know, there is that long recovery process, that it does give you a chance to kind of restock and think, oh, we can maybe do things in a different way?
Oh, absolutely. This is our chance. Like you say, it's not ideal, but we can change our fencing and our paddocks now. New watering systems. We've sort of learned a bit today how to make more water portable, how to transfer water around the farm. So we get tighter grazing cells. We can give the grass a lot more time to rest and recover between grazings. And that way, hopefully, we'll be able to increase our stocking rate in the long run.
So this might actually be something where you can increase the profitability, even though you've had, you know, a loss this year, but for the long-term future, it might turn out a bit better.
Absolutely. It gives us a chance to grow the business a lot better.
Pleased to meet you, Steve Slater.
Nice to meet you, Steve. So where do you farm?
I am in transition from Gingin, looking to buy a farm down this way, and looking for... I've been on the course with Darren before and found it very good, handy, setting farms out for more viability in the long term for my family. I think there's a lot more can be done to get more resilient systems, and because we have to farm that way for the future of our kids. Otherwise, it's not going to be any succession plan, because there won't be any income.
So you came along today more for the benefit of just the discussion rather than the fire recovery side?
We've been challenged with fires a number of times where we were. Lightning strikes are getting even more common, and just the way the climate's going, it can start a fire anywhere, and your family can be running for their lives just any minute, and that's what I've seen. So I've been lucky, but I've met some people today that haven't been so lucky, and it's just awful to hear their stories.
And what do you think that you took away from it in terms of what you may be able to apply next time if you do find yourself hit by fire?
Oh, I think just having them water supplies and not relying on the mains, having the right type of surroundings of the property, especially trees. You know, you look at gum trees in a different light now and just think that they just... are really, you've got to be so careful having them near the house, and really his preference to have other things. And if you're going to, if you can have the opportunity to set a house out, or probably build a house like I am, I'll certainly be able to put the right plants in the right situation.
And so from what you've learned today, we'll help you plan for your next step in terms of your next property.
Oh, definitely. And the way Darren talks, it's always about economical return for investment. And these days, although people are traumatised by the fire, there's a lot of mental stress and depression and trauma going on all the time, which farmers are up against it with rising costs and just even day-to-day decisions. Their families rely on them to make good decisions, and it all falls on their shoulders, and sometimes you blame yourself. And it's challenging all the time, and getting together on days like this and getting some really good advice is just so invaluable.